This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to be talking about the head of the Black Lives Matters, okay? He's a wannabe gangster. He's an actor. He's put up by agencies within the United States of America. The same thing that you see happening with subversives in the United States of America is the same thing that these agencies that are supposed to operate outside of the United States of America are doing to third world countries in taking them down. For the record, just so you know how this is being played out, okay? Because many of these third world dictators that you're told are dictators that are refusing the New World Order, that are taken out, you need to keep in mind they're put up by the CIA, like Saddam Hussein and others, friends. And then when they don't need him anymore, they take him down. Well, the same thing's happening here in the United States of America. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, Henry Hill from The Goodfellas, right? He's an actor. It's a movie. He said, as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. To me, gangster was better than being the president of the United States of America. Friends, these are actors, just for the record. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Before we get to that, friends, I want to highlight what's happening today. For 3 weeks, we heard nothing but the mainstream media's useful idiots. Right? Support those that are looting and rioting, okay? In support of them taking down and destroying. Now, how they exhibit lawlessness expecting justice bewilders me and anybody with a bit of common sense. But friends, that's what we're seeing today. But they didn't need the narrative anymore concerning coronavirus. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that when you do a Google search, right, you see Politico, you see CNBC, New York Post, okay? You see the said representatives now blaming the businesses that have opened. Folks, geez, your problem is the corrupt representatives in the CIA-controlled media. Do you got that? You have to deal with them, people. The Miami mayor is blaming coronavirus spike on restaurants that have opened. Can you make this up? They didn't blame it on the rioters that were in the streets. No, they were supporting them. They didn't need the narrative anymore. Well, guess what? Now, 3 weeks later, as I said to you, when it was halftime concerning these rioters and these looters, it was halftime. They didn't need that narrative anymore. Guess what they're picking up now?
Well, in the political this today we have, just 2 hours ago, we clearly haven't beat it. Florida politicians alarmed over coronavirus spike. CNBC, coronavirus, live updates, global cases, top 9 million as multiple U.S. states see rising. Baloney. Baloney, baloney, baloney. Now, friends, you remember when this first happened. I shared with you as to how I was doing an interview with a presidential contender, the one that spanked Barack Hussein Obama like a little boy in kinder care. But if you remember right, it was actually Alan Keyes who called us up and asked us to do an interview with him. And he'd asked me concerning my response of coronavirus. So I had to begin to dig, and I did. And then I came up with the fact that while in Vietnam in the 1960s, right, we had that war. It was contrived. Remember, right after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, Johnson reversed the orders. That was the first thing he did. Military-industrial complex made over $2 trillion, along with corrupt politicians who are now burning in hell. I wonder if they understand now what Jesus said to them when he warned them while they were here on this earth, when he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Then in the 70s, we had the energy crisis, right? And I'm sure I'm missing some of these crises, these fabricated, contrived crises made up by your government because they want to keep you in a perpetual state of fear. Well, then you had AIDS, you had the war in Lebanon, you had Grenada, Libya in the 1980s, the war in Panama, Gulf War, Somalia, Civil War, Bosnian War, illegal drug wars, and in the 1990s, right? That was the 1990s. By the way, for those that didn't know, did you know that all the way up until the present, we have been at war for over 222 years of the time that we've been a nation? Think about that. Since 1776, we have been at war with somebody for over 222 years. Many wars are even taking place today that many of you in America don't even know. Let's go back to this. In the 2000s, you had the Afghan War, you had the Iraq War, the Syrian War. Remember Y2K? Remember that was going to kill us all? Remember that? Or was going to destroy everything, forgive me? And then in 2000 again, we had, if it wasn't for Y2K, then in 2001, it was anthrax that was going to kill us. Right? Remember? And then in 2002, it was the West Nile virus that was going to kill us. 2003, SARS was going to kill us. 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us. And then 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. 2008, financial collapse is going to destroy everything. And by the way, here's the modern-day church in America, shameful they are, going right along with the narrative that the world set rather than preaching the gospel to a lost world. Okay? Then we had in 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. 2012, the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world, right? Then you had all these burnt hippies rejoicing because they thought they were going to be justified in the unjustifiable concerning scripture, right? They want to be raptured from responsibility. Then in 2015, we have ISIS was going to kill us, right? That's still on the horizon whenever needed. 2016, Zika virus was going to kill us. 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us. You know what's interesting about all of this, friends? First of all, it's Scripture. Deuteronomy 28:24 tells us, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." You want specificity? You want great specifics as to what's taking place in the world today? Read the Word of God. You'll find it. You'll understand that America's under judgment. And nothing's going to change until America repents, period. Acts 20, verse 21. Well, why am I bringing up Deuteronomy 28:24? Friends, because in Minnesota this morning, I noticed that they were conveniently spraying chemtrails down on the people in the state of Minnesota. Pretty thick. Yeah, got cloudy real quick. What are they spraying down on the American people? They need a virus. They create the virus. They need a crisis. They create the crisis. And then they come in behind with what? They come in with their resolve that they themselves have created before they created the virus. Friends, you say what you will, but folks, it's about as clear as the nose on your face as to what's taking place. And keep in mind, I told you 3 weeks ago there was a halftime. They didn't need that narrative anymore. And I also said when it's over with, guess what? They're going to pick it up again, and sure enough. And don't forget about the dream, friends. The first wave, the second wave, it's a tsunami. The third one's coming if you're going to let it go, America. But it's up to you to put a stop to it today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you want to watch us live, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got 15 articles combating the lies that you're being inundated with today, friends. 24/7, 365 days a year. And rest assured, friends, they're busy doing what they're doing. But that's at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also join us on YouTube right now. Click onto the YouTube page on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com and join us on live chat. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. As well, click on to YouTube, join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, is that the second time I just said that? Or was that the first time I just said that? Because if I said it twice, men need to be told things twice, right? Abraham, Abraham, Moses, Moses, Noah, Noah, right? Samuel, Samuel, right? Okay, now the reason I'm bringing up the coronavirus, friends, is because right on cue, they're picking it up again. Matter of fact, they're saying that this is a live update coming from the Washington Post. 29 states magically and out of nowhere report coronavirus spikes as government prepares for possible second wave, they called it. Now, if you have not, I really do my best to avoid all of this stuff. I share what I share because I'm supposed to share it, but I don't get into the fact of dreams and visions because there's too many flakes and weirdos out there, friends. But I'm telling you, when I get them, I know when it's the Lord. And if you have not seen or heard or read, taking the time to read the dream that I had on May 2nd, friends, it's posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And guess what? They're right in line verbatim concerning their conversation. They're talking about the second wave. Well, guess what? There was a first wave, there was a second wave, and there's going to be a third wave. And the Lord's saying to the people in this country, stop it before the third one hits. Okay? What am I talking about? Yesterday, had some folks over. I'm not condemning them. I'm just bringing to light the conversation we were having. And we're talking about all these responsible parties that are creating all of this chaos. And I said to these individuals, I said, it's the church's responsibility as to why we are where we're at today. And I said, what we're missing in this country more than anything is judgment. We have an administration that is impotent. He's the tweeting president, and he does nothing but browbeat his political opposition and tell people what they want to hear. During these riots, these lootings, nothing was done. Absolutely nothing. I also highlighted the fact that since the presidential run with Donald Trump over 5 years ago and all the promises that he's made, I said 5 years later, not one has been prosecuted. I said, justice guards our liberties, and what we're missing is justice. Friends, you're not going to get it from this administration. You're not going to get it, for most part, from local governments. You're going to have to bring it yourself lawfully. Okay? You're going to have to deal with corrupt politicians, period. Okay? I mean, for example, in Oregon right now, you look at these people, friends, they're mentally ill. There's no question about it. They carry the same demeanor and the same spirit as those war criminals under Adolf Hitler. No joke. You have the governor in Oregon, friends, praising the rioters and the looters on the streets. By the way, many of these governors told the police to stand down and let them have a little room as they destroyed cities. These are governors, okay? Well, this particular governor, she is the one also bringing a church to court for having church at the same time. You need to understand that they are at war with you, okay? So if you want to know who you're supposed to deal with, there you have it right there, because they have no lawful, constitutional, executive edicts that they can bring forth, friends, to justify their actions. And isn't it, friends, interesting to note that we are where we're at today because of the inaction of the American people that allow these criminals to do the things that they do? Let me get back to my point. Just during the last segment, I highlighted the fact that Deuteronomy 28:24, they're talking about the coronavirus and they're talking about spikes. All fabricated, friends. All fabricated. But Deuteronomy 28:24 tells us what? It tells us just this. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Friends, if they need a virus, they'll just fabricate a virus, and then what they'll do is they'll spray chemtrails down on you. What are chemtrails? Haven't you ever seen, now I'm telling you firsthand, friends, we were going to Nashville, one of my friends is I got a couple friends that are pilots, by the way, and it was interesting, I was with one of my friends that's a Delta pilot, and we were going to Nashville, and he was right next to me, as a matter of fact, he was sleeping, and I looked out the window, and I noticed a jet at a distance spraying chemicals down. They were yellowish brown. They were not contrails. They were not contrails, for the record. And I looked over at him, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, hey, will you do me a favor? Well, I said, I played the fool. I said, what are those right there? Now, this guy was also an F-16 pilot in the Air Force. So this guy's very well experienced, okay, as a pilot. He looked over at me after about 10 seconds, and he said, Bradley, he goes, I don't know what that is. He goes, but I can tell you this right now. It's not contrail. I said, no. I said, it's chemtrails. People don't realize in the Minneapolis area that they've been spraying down chemicals on the mass populations for over, well, since 1968 that we know of. And for some reason, it's been going on all across the country, especially in populated areas. This is a eye-opener for those that are not aware of this. Now, you think that is a theory. And by the way, when you do a chemtrail, go to chemtrail.com and do a Google search. It's interesting how Google has on there. They always put the truth in question. Okay? Just like Snopes, just like the new fact checkers, news guards, and so on and so forth. Okay? They always, just like Satan did to Eve. Okay? They want you to question the truth. Remember when Satan said to Jesus, if you be, well, it's the truth. We know Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We know that he has come into the world to save men from their sins, Matthew 1:21. And we know that the truth sets us free, John 8:32. And the first scripture, by the way, was John 14:6. Okay? But this is what these devils do on the behest and behalf of their master Satan. Okay? But when you do a chemtrail search, friends, you're going to see that there's a lot of people across the planet that are wide awake to as what the governments are doing on a global scale by spraying chemicals down on the people. Now, if that's not good enough for you, listen to this news report. It's very well done. Go ahead.
Could a strange substance found by a Southwest Arkansas man be part of a government test? Well, that's the question at the heart of a phenomenon called chemtrails, now getting widespread attention. Well, tonight, Baseline News 12 investigation reporter Jeff Farrell shows us the results of testing we had done about what's in our skies.
It seemed like some mornings it was just crisscrossing the whole sky, and it was just like a giant checkerboard.
Bill Nichols snapped several photos of the strange clouds from his home in Stamps, Arkansas. They begin as normal contrails from a jet engine, but do not fade away like a normal contrail. Soon after, he saw particles in the air.
And I thought we'd see it drop to the ground in a haze.
Nichols then noticed the material collecting on the ground.
It was water and stuff that I collected in bowls. I had it set out in my backyard on my dad's pickup truck.
KSLA News 12 had the sample tested at a lab. The results? A high level of barium, 6.8 parts per million, more than three times the toxic level set by the EPA.
Armed with these lab results about the high levels of barium found in our sample, we decided to contact the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality. They told us that, yes, these levels are very unusual, but at the same time, they added the caveat that proving the source is a whole other matter.
Barium is a hallmark of other chemtrail testing, which even attracted attention from a Los Angeles TV station. There's already no shortage of unclassified weather modification programs by the government. But those who fear chemtrails could be secret biological or chemical testing on the public point to the 1977 Senate hearings in particular, which confirmed 239 populated areas had been contaminated with biological agents between 1949 and 1969. Later, the 1994 Rockefeller Report concluded hundreds of thousands of military personnel were also subjected to secret biological experiments over the last 60 years. But could secret testing be underway yet again?
I'd rather it be something inert and benign, you know, something that's, you know, not causing any damage, but I'd like to know what it is.
KSLA News 12 discovered chemtrails are even mentioned by name in the initial draft of House Bill 2977 back in 2001 under the Space Preservation Act. But the military denies any such program
of
exists.
Of course they deny, friends. That was a mainstream media report. Did they knock it out of the park? I wonder if that was when journalists actually used to tell the truth here, right? Friends, know who your enemies are and know what they're up to even now, friends. They're creating the issues so they can bring in the resolve. And it's about force compliance. Mark my words. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Security and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News. Former Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says if former National Security Advisor John Bolton wasn't happy with how things were being run in the White House, he should have stepped down. Mulvaney also telling Fox News,
I cringed. I mean, and I imagine that former Chiefs of Staff and former National Security Advisors, former Cabinet Secretaries from all administrations cringed to watch sort of the betrayal of confidence last night by John Bolton. It was really a classless display. It was hard to watch. To have somebody who's in the Oval Office with the president almost every day sort of turn on him just because he didn't like the style, didn't like sort of the policies. I think it undoes John's credibility considerably, and rightly so, when he just starts introducing these things at the last minute to try and sell books.
Ford is delaying the release of the new Ford Bronco because it was set to be released the day of O.J. Simpson's birthday. The SUV will now be released on June 16th. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You can go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, watch us live, join us on live chat, or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing there. We're on the front page. If you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic at this point, which will be none other than the head of Black Lives Matters. He's a wannabe gangster. He's an actor. He's being groomed, friends, and he's also playing a dangerous game. I wanted to let you know that, friends. You can watch us now, and you can join us now by giving us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, moving on. The head of Black Lives Matters, a wannabe gangster. Whoa, he's an actor. And he's playing a dangerous game. Do you remember Henry Hill back in the 90s in Goodfellas, if you watched that filthy, rotten movie? As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a gangster. To me, gangster was better than being the president of the United States of America. Now, friends, on my part, growing up in North Minneapolis, which they would call the hood, I've seen them over and over again. And you're seeing a lot more of it today than you would have 20 years ago. That is young men that have seen too many movies, and you know who they are, who then begin to emulate their favorite gangster on screen. By the way, the gangster on screen who goes home to his wife and children after the movie is made, right? Who only end up dead, those that emulate these gangsters on screen, they end up dead because they thought within themselves that the lifestyle was real, tangible, and sustainable. Proverbs 1:7. And by the way, for the record, it's important that I insert this into our conversation. You know as well as I do what scriptures say, friends. Acts 17:26. If you listen to me 6 days a week, all nations are one blood. So therefore, blacks and whites, it didn't make any difference in the hood, for the record. We all lived in the same hood, and we all realized that we were in the same plight. Oh, here, let me give this to you so you can get a little more understanding to the word plight. And I'm not saying that to talk over your heads or to be demeaning or condescending, but the word plight means a dangerous, difficult, or otherwise unfortunate situation. And that's exactly what it was. And we all knew it. And we weren't at each other's throats living in the hood. Again, for the record. I want to point out, friends, that one such young man who does not realize that American and the Middle Eastern governments are using him unto his own demise, and that is of gangster, wannabe, and actor, a.k.a. Raz Chaz, or otherwise known as Solomon Samuel Simon. Friends, again, this may sound surreal to you, or let me even say it this way, unreal to you. But the guy that they're using as this rebel in the United States is the guy that I'm going to identify for you. And I want you to understand this too, friends. Remember that agencies, namely the CIA, let me go to Saddam Hussein. You had criminal Rumsfeld. By the way, Rumsfeld is considered a war criminal. Is George Bush, as is Dick Cheney. For the record, they're international war criminals, just so you know. Do your homework, you'll find out what I'm telling you is right on. Cross-check me. I'm saying this for the purpose, what they do, like Saddam Hussein, for one example. Okay, the CIA goes in, puts him up to do the biddings of the CIA. When they don't need him anymore, they'll take him out, just like they did after September 11th. Iraq had absolutely nothing to do with the attacks on America. If you remember right, when I played the audio for you, General Wesley Clark said that he was sitting on his desk. They didn't know who to go after. They came in and said, let's attack Iraq. He said, why Iraq? He said, in response to General Wesley Clark's question, they said to him, we have to attack somebody. So what did they do? They put a military presence over there. We send our boys to go do their fighting for them unconstitutionally. Remember what Mr. Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, said. He said military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. That's what he said, and he sits next to Donald Trump, by the way. Okay, so they send our boys over there to kill a bunch of innocent people, and what's their end aim? Well, keep in mind the billions and tens of billions of dollars that Cheney's company, Halliburton, made off of the Iraqi war. They wanted their oil presence. They wanted their natural resources. Okay, and that's exactly what they got because the American people allowed their corrupt politicians to go attack an innocent nation. And you know that it's going to come here sooner or later, and it's here now. Okay. My point is this. Look at the CIA did with Saddam Hussein in that country. It's the same exact thing that they're doing along with the help of other agencies, the ATF, the FBI. Not all of them, friends. Keep in mind, they operate compartmentalized. Some guys in the CIA are good. Some guys in the FBI are good. Others in the FBI are bad. And the good guys don't know what the bad guys are doing. They just know it's their agency. And they all have handlers doing whatever it is that they're told to do, regardless if it lines up with the Constitution or not. But this guy that I'm highlighting right now, friends, is one such useful idiot that's being used in the United States of America to do here what they've tested over and over and over again in foreign countries, namely in Middle Eastern countries. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. Okay? The Gateway Pundit reported, and I want to say this with all due respect, the content is good. The way it was written was real choppy, just for the record. This isn't my content. I'm bringing this content out that Gateway Pundit actually reported upon, okay? This is how it goes. Exclusive, the mysterious case of Raz from Chaz. Wow. Solomon Samuel Simon, a.k.a. the acronym for also known as Raz from Chaz or CHOP. Whoa. Okay.
Do you understand now why I say these young guys, they've watched way too many movies? Look at this. They don't even know their own names. But Samuel Simon, is the proclaimed warlord of Chaz, the multi-block area located in Seattle. The Gateway Pundit reported Raz hates, now it's Raz, right? Hates America but owns multiple guns, luxury automobiles, and millions in real estate. How would he possibly do that, friends? He's a convict. Okay? More importantly, Raz is supported by the Islamic group in Dubai. He's supported by the Islamic group in Dubai here in America, which, by the way, explains the merge that falls under BLM's banner, acronym for Black Lives Matter. They're taking all these subversive groups that have been tolerated in America for decades. You know, everybody keeps highlighting George Soros as this international criminal, which, by the way, he is. But for some reason or another, he has free rein to come here in America and organize and to create over 200 subversive organizations to take down America. Because as George Soros said, America, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order. And Donald Trump's administration hasn't done a thing to stop him. Just for the record, by the way, if you want to tell me, 1-866-582-9933, what the deal is and how the president can't actually do with the DOJ that Donald Trump said that he could do whatever he wanted with the DOJ, then feel free to call me and tell me and set the record straight. Please do. He is the commander-in-chief. Again, take the time to read Article 6, Section 2 and Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and then give me a call, because I'm excited to see why it is that the American people support an impotent individual the way that we do have in the White House even today, namely the tweeting president. Okay? Just for the record. But let's go back to Raz or Chaz or Chop. Okay? Solomon Samuel Simon. He's supported by the Islamic group in Dubai here in America. That should come as no surprise to you, friends, that we're not hearing a peep about that due to the fact that you also have 35 jihadi camps here in America today, and you haven't heard a peep about them. No, you're being diverted and distracted from your enemies that are sitting in sleeper cells today waiting for the cue to begin to attack. Also keep in mind, it's this administration systematically trying to disarm the American people, where, in fact, this administration has created over 55 legislative acts, unconstitutional, mind you. They war against we the people. Through this administration, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, through 26 governors called Republicans, just so you know how you're being set up, okay? This is how people are destroyed, through ignorance, the lack of knowledge, the Lord said in Hosea 4:6. Let me move on. Not only is Raz, Chaz, or Chop, the head of the BLM, Black Lives Matters, not only is he being supported by the Islamic group in Dubai, but Chaz, he's the leader, and he's the warlord. They call him the warlord, okay? Just hold on, friends. It gets better than this. The leader of Chaz, Warlord Raz Simon, was previously identified running guns in the newly formed country in the center of Seattle. He was found running guns. Boy, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Whoa. Remember 21 Hours? That true story? Remember how they were running guns through Ambassador Stevens? And Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama were busted, and they were hoping that everybody on that campus or compound was taken out. Remember that? Remember they didn't help them for, 21 hours? You all remember that. That was our government. And in fact, Barack Hussein Obama was in the White House watching, friends, through drones, exactly what was going on during that attack on Ambassador Stevens. And our military at that compound. Just for the record, I want to make sure everybody understands what's going on here. So this should come as no surprise that it's happening here in America. You know, you got to ask yourself the question, who's behind this one? The CIA, the FBI, the ATF? I don't know. We're being told that governors all across the United States of America, friends, they're telling their police to stand down when these things are being encouraged.
They're able to do the things that they're doing in America. I'm not talking about a third world country. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segments, 1-866-582-9933. I'm sorry, friends. I don't know what I was thinking. Thank God for my live chat, friends. See how important you are? 13 hours. Remember where Ambassador Stevens was busted running guns along with Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama? But again, during that tenure of the criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama, do remember that he was also busted doing that through Fast and Furious. And remember when they were busted during Fast and Furious gun running, just like this Chaz Razmataz, whatever you want to call him, the head of the BLM, Black Lives Matters. It's interesting to note that Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder, the Attorney General, that criminal, they were busted running guns to drug lords in Mexico, where 300 Mexicans were actually killed, where Barack Hussein Obama, in the aftermath, a month later, went back over to Mexico and blamed the American people for the crimes of his administration. You need to understand, America, you're the problem. If you side with God and the Constitution, you're the problem. You're what's under attack today. And the American people allowed him to get away with it. You know, folks, we can blame nobody else, right, but ourselves. Numbers 32:23. But I was just talking about the leader of Chaz, warlord Raz Simon, was previously identified running guns in the newly formed country in the center of Seattle. Whoa, in the center of Seattle. I'm not talking about what's going on in the third world country, friends. Raz, the warlord, reported Gateway Pundit, doesn't only run guns, but he also has guns.
Raz owns a couple of handguns which were somehow restored through a special intervention after a conviction. Yeah, it's interesting how that works, isn't it? It's interesting how these criminals are set up and then all of a sudden they commit a crime with the help of others and then all of a sudden they're the lone wolf, right? Not saying any happenings here, friends, Oklahoma City bombing. Not saying anything here, friends. The two towers on September 11th. Not saying any names, friends. The shooting in Las Vegas. Yeah, don't want to say any of that. And how many times did the police cover for the conspirators, friends? Jeremiah 11:9. They had to keep changing the narrative because it didn't fit. Remember that, America? Yeah. And that's what they used, by the way, to go after your gun. Same thing with the Parkland shooting that allegedly took place there with Nicholas Cruz. And I'm talking about how he got blamed in all the videos of him hanging out with other students during the time of the shooting were scrubbed from the internet. And don't forget about the teacher that saw the alleged shooter and she thought he was a police officer. He had tactical gear on. You never heard about that neither because they scrubbed that. It doesn't fit the narrative, friends. Do you understand what's going on here? We're in dangerous times, America. We're in dangerous times. And my answer is Jesus Christ to everything. Yesterday when I was talking to some folks that we had over to the house last night, one of them piped up and said, you know what, I thank God for the Word of God. Because if I didn't adhere to the Word of God, I would have succumbed to this a long time ago. In all sincerity, bingo, bingo. You feed on the Word, you will overcome. You feed on the Word, you find yourself having the answers rather than proclaiming the problems. Read Isaiah 58:12. That's our purpose, to bring the answers to the world, not the problems. Now, let me go on here. We're talking about, again, the head of the Black Lives Matters. He's a wannabe gangster. He's an actor. And he's also playing a dangerous game, friends. He's being used. He has a bunch of guns. He's running guns. Who's he doing that for? Folks, they're highlighting the fact that he has his own country in the city of Seattle. They're acknowledging this. You should watch some of the video of Raz, Chaz, Machaz, Taz, Quaz, whatever you want to call him again, friends. It was like a photo op. Someone was filming him walking around. It's like take, go, right? He was doing a scene. Big smile on his face, wasn't worried about police whatsoever. Of course not, friends. Someone's covering for him to be acting in such a fashion. But America, they do that because they can get away with that. Okay? One of the things that you need to understand about Raz the Warlord and guys like Raz the Warlord or Chaz the Warlord, you need to keep in mind that the government looks for these types to do their biddings for them under the guise of helping the country or for the good of America. Have you ever seen the true story of American Maiden Barry Seal? That was a CIA operation. And then he was assassinated by the CIA. Just think about that. Because he was going to go public with who was actually empowering him to drug run from Colombia. He got too hot. He decided to turn on his master. Look what his master did, friends. And it's from my understanding that it was Oliver North that gave the hit. He gave the directive to these individuals that come from Colombia to actually take out Barry Seal because they didn't want the American people to know that it was your CIA and your government that was behind the drug running. This isn't nothing new. Boy, oh boy, how many people need to die to get you this information, America? And I got to say in all truthfulness, if you have a drug problem in America, you can't necessarily blame those bad guys, though they are bad guys. But I do have to say, if the American people weren't buying the drugs, they wouldn't be trafficking the drugs now, would they? No. One's the criminal. The other one's an accomplice before God. They're both criminals. And they're both going to be judged accordingly in this life or after this life. I got to move on here. Raz, also the head of the BLM, right, also owns 6 semi-automatic rifles, including an AR-15 and AK-47s. He was busted in Seattle with a smile on his face, handing out AR-15s to people that he didn't know. With a big smile on his face, friends. You can watch the video. It's right on the article here. Okay? He has armor-piercing bullets for the guns that he owns as well. Why? because they want to create as much damage as they can, because they want the American people to cry out to the government for more intervention. That's what this is all about. Okay? See, if the government, and it shows the impotency of the government, because it's the government that's found out to tell the police to stand down in the first place. Rather than enforcing the law, we wouldn't have to worry about guys like Raz or looters or those that are actually destroying people's property and riding unlawfully. No, if they were enforcing the law, friends, we wouldn't have these issues. But what they do is they allow it to happen, and then they wait for the people to respond. Come on. Come on, people. Come on. Ask me for more intervention. I'll give it to you happily. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. Come on. Look what happened after September 11th. Look at all the agencies that have been created that are warring against me and you. Not the enemies within America. No. They're aiding them. Okay? Raz somehow received a grant, the head of the BLM, for $82,000 from the city of Seattle to open his own studio in a building he purchased with another loan. He's a felon, by the way. Raz owns multiple cars, luxury cars, a Tesla, BMW, Jaguar XJ. He also owns some prime real estate and rental properties. Wow, how did that work? He owns the Raz Fashion Line, the Aurora Smoke Shop, a social club called The Spot, the Black Umbrella Corporation. All this came from funding in sweetheart deals. Boy, I wonder who's helping him do that. I'm playing the fool here, friends. Raz's public relations team has done a lot of work to portray Raz as a gangsta. That's how it's written. This is all delivered unto us, friends, by the Gateway Pundit. Oliver Darcy from CNN has helped groom him and helped him in shaping his public image. He's an actor. Okay? Finally, and most importantly, Raz is connected to Islamists here in America. This is why CARE's jumping on board. This is also why the homosexuals, the sodomite communities, the subversive organizations in America are falling under the umbrella of BLM, because they want the subversives to come together in war with the rest of us. And they want to make them bigger than what they really are. And most people in this country are drinking the Kool-Aid, except where these subversive organizations go into these rural communities. If you haven't seen, friends, when they've attempted to go to rural communities, they literally have their butts handed to them. Literally, you can watch video. It's online right now. These small towns, friends, are not putting up with it. They are taking them. Many of these Antifa and these subversive organizations are getting physically beat up and kicked out of their towns. Rightfully so, right? Finally, and most importantly, again, Raz is connected to Islamists. No, folks, this all works for the government, okay? He's involved in the Manifesto, Washington State, the first black Muslim independent state here in America. He's also being sponsored, has been hosted by the Dubai government. Raz's anti-white and anti-American rants are supported by who? None other than the media. The media. He's also been spotted attending the Sheikh Zayed Mosque. Now, knowing all of this, one should come to the obvious answer as to why a guy like this is in the position he's in the first place. Corruption in the government needs a wannabe gangster like this foolish kid to push forth another portion of their criminal agenda onto the people. John 10:10. He's been connected, funded, and groomed every step of the way. And when they are done with him, they'll just throw him away. And he is doing it to himself. Galatians 6:7. And so are the American people that tolerate it. Since these agencies or any other person that does not see it how it is that the devil uses them for his purposes, one has to ask the question, what don't you get? It's coming to you too. We'll be back in 20.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.